You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. We are so glad that you have joined us again today. I'm back with Abby Ranella, and this week on the podcast, we are answering your homeschool questions. And it doesn't have to be specifically about homeschool because, as we talked about in the first one, homeschool is life and life is homeschool. So it could be questions about just things that have to do with kind of your everyday life.
Right?
Anything.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for someone to ask me for my favorite crockpot recipe, but no one has.
Well, maybe someone will.
And maybe, I'm not telling until someone asks.
Maybe we will mysteriously see that question on here very, very soon. Oh, look, there it is. It just popped up. Abby, what is your favorite crockpot recipe?
You really want to know?
Well, now I do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have so many. Okay, I wasn't prepared.
Oh, my goodness.
I have the easiest and best, most incredible chili recipe that is like the fastest, happiest homeschool mom recipe that we will share with you. So I'm not sure. How do you want to share it?
Can we put it in the show notes?
We can totally put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. It's not like a go and take it to a chili. Did you know there's like chili cook-offs, competition?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so this is not that recipe.
Why?
Just so you know. Well, because this is Well, no, it's like, oh, no, it's 4 o'clock and we need dinner and I don't have dinner. This is a homeschool mom recipe. We don't have time for chili cook-off recipes.
Oh.
This is like your family's going to love it. It's going to feed everybody. It's going to be delicious. It might not win the award, but I'm not looking to win the award.
Right? No. Right,
well, then you got to find a new recipe. So if you have the chili cook-off winning recipe, send us a message. Otherwise, I'm going to give you my easy, fast, even your kids can make it. Even your 9-year-old, 8-year-old, 7-year-old can make it. It's that easy. It's that good. And there you go.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
The day that this podcast airs, we're going to post on Facebook. On the Facebook Schoolhouse Rocked Facebook page for people to post their favorite crockpot recipe.
Ooh, I love it.
I don't know if anybody will.
Okay, but here's how we're going to start it.
I will post yours.
I will post my chili recipe that day. Okay, so if you want the chili recipe right now, you're listening to this, go to the Schoolhouse Rock Facebook page and look for it. And then you have to post your favorite crockpot or instant pot. Or how about we even just do a quick and easy homeschool mom recipe?
No, let's do crockpot.
Let's stick
it. But you know what this means for me, right?
Yes,
what? This means that I'm going to have to go on Pinterest and find a crockpot recipe.
Oh, because my friend Yvette is not a cook.
I am not a cooker.
She doesn't like to cook. She's not a cooker.
I am still afraid to use my Instant Pot. I have used it a couple of times, but it scares me every time.
I use it mostly just as a crockpot.
Do you? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what I use it as mostly. I'm afraid to use the pressure cooker part of it. I don't know why. I don't know what I think it's going
to
do.
How about we give you a free pass and you don't have to add one? You can just take all of our recipes and then you can report back later as to what you loved.
Whose is my favorite? Okay.
So there we go, guys. Okay. That's it. Head on over there. We'll see you there and I'll post
Facebook,
the chili recipe.
Schoolhouse Rocked. And we will have a picture of Abby's crockpot chili on there.
Awesome.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. So let's move on. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. So this is so funny because we got three questions that I thought we're going to just ask all of these together because they all are kind of interwoven with one another. Mm-hmm. One of them said, how do I homeschool without going crazy? Which I love. The next one said, how do I have genuine peace during homeschool days? And then the next one said, how do I have joy in homeschooling? And I thought those really do go together because if you're having peace and joy, then you won't go crazy, right?
Absolutely.
And with joy comes peace and with peace comes joy. And so this is such a great question because, you know, it's hard for us as homeschool moms to get through our day with total peace. I mean, I know in our family, it almost never happens. And when I say that, it's not because we're not a peaceful family. It's just because someone at some point is going to disobey. Mm-hmm. At some point, I'm going to get frustrated with somebody. but it's all in how we handle it with one another. And so one of the things, of course, you know, we've talked many, many times about on the podcast is Matthew chapter 6, and it's verses 25 through 33 really are all so powerful, but it's a whole section about do not be anxious. And so verse 25 says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And it goes on to say, well, you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. You know, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, and so on. And then in verse 27, it says, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And then you skip down to verse 33. And this is where it's just all tied with a pretty big bow. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Yes.
And over and over and over again, I feel like I forget that. And then the Lord has to remind me, seek first me and my righteousness, and all of these other things will be taken care of. Don't worry about those first. First, mm-hmm. worry about me. First, worry about focusing mm-hmm. your attention and your efforts on me. And with doing that with our children, not just myself, but do that first. And then all of these things will be taken care of.
Right.
And so I think that's really where it starts is with the Lord. And how are we doing that? You know, are we starting our day where we're like, okay, everybody at the table, get out your math books, get out your language arts, get out your history, whatever, and go, right. go, 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 go. Or are we starting our day in prayer, in God's word, and then all the other stuff just kind of right. will fall into place? Not beautifully, of course, right. But I know for sure the days that we don't focus on the Lord, we seem to have a much more disastrous day full of right. much more angst than we do on the days when we start our day yes. out with the Lord. And my girls do that too. I mean, that's actually... You know, we do our family Bible time and we use Christian curriculum for our teaching. But one of the things on my girls' list is for them to have their own quiet time, because I just want mm-hmm. them to be in the habit of that. And it doesn't have to look like anything amazing, but for them to just take that time aside. And typically it's what they do first before doing any of their other book work, is they just go and spend time with the Lord. And, you know, for my oldest daughter, that usually means her reading her Bible or doing a Bible study book. For my younger daughter, she likes to listen to her. Actually, both my girls do audio Bible most of the time. But my younger daughter likes to listen to worship music. And so she's got her own iTunes worship playlist. And she'll just listen to worship music, a few songs, and that really...
Sets the heart.
It does. It does. So how about you?
Yeah. Well, I would say to kind of piggyback on that, I would say, yes, seek first. And for homeschool moms, I think that starts in your heart. Like that starts not just in your time and starting your morning time in the word, but seeking God. What this whole homeschool thing, if your heart is set on him, if you're doing it because he's called you to do it, if you're doing it because you're being obedient to him, then the peace will come and then the joy will come. I think oftentimes we seek first the lesson plan book. We seek first our agendas. We seek first our plans for the day. We seek first our, you know, our expectations out of our kids. And then that's when the peace goes away and that's when the joy is lost. But if we seek first God in our own hearts, then all those other things happen, you know. Or honestly, if those other things don't happen, that's okay too, because your heart is on the Lord, you're seeking him and you're pointing your kids to him. So I think it starts in the mom's heart, you know, and then it will just kind of overflow from there. And then as a plug, you know, we're going to do an episode where we kind of share some of our favorite homeschool books. So we're not going to do that now, but I am going to say, I think one of the best books for me that addresses this, that I read every summer, I read this book to prepare myself for the fall, is Sarah McKenzie's Teaching from Rest. Mm-hmm. It really does talk about getting your heart and your attitude right so that you can have the joy and the peace and rest in homeschool. So it really starts in the mom's heart. You know, when you become a slave to your agenda and your lesson plans, it is a recipe for disaster every single time. Pretty soon your kids become employees and they become just kind of minions in your plan. And that eliminates relationships. It makes everybody frustrated. So yeah, set your heart on the Lord, and that peace will for goodness sake, peace and joy are fruits of the spirit. So right. There you go. They don't come from an excellent math lesson. They just don't.
Yep. You're right. And we are going to talk about books in our next Q&A episode. But another one that I think of when you say teaching from rest is Jorinda Wilson has a book called The Unhurried Homeschooler. And absolutely. It's so good. It's a short read. She's a homeschool mom of eight. And she just has written a beautiful book about how to just have an unhurried heart when it comes to homeschooling. Right. So we'll put links to both of those books in the show notes. And so you guys can check those out. Yes. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
Okay.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton. Have you left a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast yet? If you haven't, then pause the show right now and go do it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Have you done it yet? Great. Then back to the show.
We are back, and this is so much fun. I love answering these questions and being able to encourage you. The next question, and I'm going to throw this one at Abby because she is my girl to answer this. this mom wants to know about the importance of outdoor play.
See, I can't take this whole podcast for the importance of outdoor play. I'm going to hit on a few things, but we are going to link to an entire podcast episode that we did on the importance of outdoor play because it is not optional. It is so important. I mean, when God created people, he placed us outside in a garden, not in a high rise. Outdoor play is so good for kids physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When they're outside, they can see the creator in his creation all around. It is so good for kids just physically to be outside. It helps once they get outside, get the fresh air, the vitamin D, the exercise. They will be so much more focused when they come in to do school. I could go on and on. I am very passionate about getting kids outdoors. It is one of the most discouraging things that I felt when I was teaching in public schools is how we lock those kids up inside and let them out for 15 minutes a day. And just the deep yearning that you could see in those kids to be set free outside. It's also incredible how much kids can learn when you just let them be outside. So go over to that podcast. It's a fun one. It's an important one. It will encourage you and it will actually just give you practical tips. Even if you're not really an outdoors type family, there's a lot of practical tips in that episode about how you can still get your kids outside and how you can get kids that don't seem like they want to be outside, how you can get them outside. So it's important. Get out. That's what I say all the time. Get out.
Do not stay locked up. Get out.
No.
Yes. Yep. And we will link to that podcast. It's a really good one. As a matter of fact, that's one of our more most listened to podcasts. I know that one's been a really popular one. So we will link back to that one for sure. But it's been quite a while since we did that.
It has been quite a while.
Maybe last summer.
Yeah, maybe or even longer.
It's been a while. So we will definitely.
And you know, it's easy for families to get out in the summer when they're not doing school. But I cannot tell you how important it is during school, the school year. Like, don't think it's just for summertime or just for breaks. Get out.
Yes. This coming from the woman who deals with like 6 feet of snow.
Yes. And you know what? We are outside every day. So you have no excuse.
Yep. I know.
Just bundle them up and throw them out.
Yep.
They'll dig their way back in. Just kidding.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So here's another one. It says, how do I respond to family who doesn't agree with homeschooling? Mm. Oh, I know that is one that so many people have dealt with. Mm-hmm. I would say a large majority of homeschool families, as in most, deal with that in one way or another. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's grandma and grandpa who don't agree. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. your siblings who don't agree, or maybe your neighbor who is a mm-hmm. nosy neighbor. And you know, she was a public school teacher or private school teacher for her entire career. And she just cannot believe that you have your kids at home. And what are you doing to them?
You're ruining them.
What about socialization? you know, again, this is why we're doing this podcast. It's why we're making the movie Schoolhouse Rocked, because people have so many misconceptions about homeschooling and what it looks like and why it's good. Why would we do this homeschooling thing? And so, of course, we'll actually link back to an episode where Abby and I talk about why homeschooling. Actually, we did one with Karen DeBue. So we talked about the who, what, and why of homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And I'll link back to that as well, because that gives some really good insight as to how you can maybe mm-hmm. answer that question. But, mm-hmm. you know, in Proverbs 16, verse 24 says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness mm-hmm. to the soul and health to the body. And so I think that when it comes to family members, especially, I think that it's wise to not fight them on it. Mm-hmm. If you and your husband have decided that this is what is best for your family, that is up to you, and that you have to pray about it. And if, you know, if this is the decision that you've made for your family, it really does not matter what anyone else thinks. And I had someone say to me, this was quite some time ago, and she said, you know, but one of the commandments is, you know, your commandment number 5, honor your father and mother. And she said, I feel like I need to honor my parents. And I said, you mm-hmm. don't understand. Honoring and obeying are two different things. As an adult, you are not under the authority of your parents any longer. Mm-hmm. You are to honor them. And one of the ways you can honor them is with a gentle response, with gentle words, with kindness and with love. And I mean, I have yet to meet a family who has been through years of homeschooling, graduated their kids, they've gotten to the end, and the naysayers in their life are still saying, oh, that was a terrible thing. You know, almost every story that I've heard, the naysayers have said, wow, mm-hmm. I really see now what you saw from the beginning. And yep. those are some of the most amazing testimonies, because, you know, Karen DeBuse, I mean, she talks about that,
yep.
how her parents were like, nope. I mean, they like were ready to disown her.
Yes.
And she just said, you know what, this is the decision we've made for our family. We're sticking with it. I'm sorry that you don't agree, but I think we need to be careful not to quarrel with them. Don't fight with them over it. Just say, you know what, I understand. And you know, be empathetic. I understand why you think that, you know, and I do. I mean, we were mm-hmm. on the other side of that fence too. You know, we said we'd never homeschool. So I really do understand why people disagree with homeschooling.
Right.
Now that we're in it, of course, we have a very different view of it.
Right.
And so sometimes it just takes time for yeah. people. But I say respond gently and lovingly, yes. and don't feel like you have to answer all of their questions. That is not... it's just not necessary. And sometimes all it's going to do is fuel the fire.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's spot on. I think sometimes the reason it shakes us, the reason we are like, what if people don't agree, is because they come at us with, you're not qualified, or what about social? They have all these things. What about socialization? But really what it comes down to is, if that shakes us, it's that we're believing lies. Mm-hmm. And we aren't rooted in God's truth. And so, like we said, if you go back, there's also another episode that's called Why Homeschool. Mm-hmm. Actually, for the homegrown generation, we did that. But yep. if you are rooted in why you're homeschooling, and you remember that God's word tells us to be God pleasers and not man pleasers, then pretty soon those things don't quite shake you as much. And so I would challenge you that if those questions, if it really, really shakes you when people don't agree with homeschooling, mm-hmm. that you really need to go to the Lord and you need to make sure that you're doing it unto Him, because I think it's a common thing when we homeschool. That's probably not the only thing people don't agree with. People also don't agree with the fact that I teach my children they need to obey me. People also probably don't agree with the fact that I teach my children that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, the exact gender that God made them,
right,
and on and on. So it's not going to be the first thing that people don't agree. And the Bible tells us people aren't going to agree with you. People didn't agree with Him. So it really comes down to be rooted in what God has called you to do, and do not be a man pleaser, but instead be a God pleaser. And often it's really just a lack of understanding of what homeschool is. People don't understand it. It's a lack of, you know, education of what it is, but it's not our job to convince them.
Right.
You know, you can inform them, you can find out what they have an issue and gently and lovingly tell them. But, you know, God's word also says we need to be slow to speak. And God's word says that, it says, I will fight for you. You only need to be still.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that verse because it makes me say, you know what? It is my job to do what God's called me to do. It is not my job to go out and ensure that everybody else understands why I do it. But Lord, let my life be the living example. So just know why you're doing it. And that will help you to, when people come at you, you are rooted. You are rooted in the Lord, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You're doing what God's called you to do. He will fight for you. He will defend you. And just be still. Don't get argumentative. Don't get combative, because that's not the heart of Christ, you know?
Right. Yeah. Amen.
So,
and pray. And I want to take this, we're just about out of time, but I want to take this question one step further, because this has been asked oftentimes. It didn't get asked for this episode, but in responding to family who doesn't agree, sometimes that family member might be your husband or your wife. Mm. Oftentimes a wife will feel like the Lord is prompting her to homeschool, and she's really feeling very strongly about it. And her husband is saying, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. And I will say, almost always, it's because he simply doesn't understand. And again, we're going to be talking about the next time we do a Q&A, we're going to talk about some of our favorite books. But pray, and trust that God is going to move in the heart of your husband or in the heart of your wife. You know, I've talked to husbands who have said, my wife didn't want to homeschool, and I was so convinced that that was the best thing for our family. And I had to basically convince her to homeschool, and it was through prayer. But allow the Lord to do that work. But if it's causing division in your marriage, trust that God is going to have the hearts of your children, and you do everything you can outside of school. If you have to put them in school, do everything you can outside of that to disciple their hearts and trust the Lord with their hearts. You know, we have said this so many times. We have known kids who were raised in a homeschool family, and they have completely walked away from the Lord. They have rejected Him in every way. And then we know many kids who have grown up in public school. I mean, you know, Garrett is one of them. You know, he grew up in public school most of his life.
And
you did, Abby.
My whole life.
Exactly. And you and Garrett, I mean, you both love the Lord. There is not a man on earth that I personally know who loves God's word more than my husband does, and who studies it and who's as passionate about discipling his family and leading the girls and I. And he is not perfect by any means, but he loves God. He loves God's word. And he was raised in public school. And Abby, you too, you're the same. You know, I grew up in a Christian school, and I'm thankful for that. But you grew up in a public school. And I mean, you love Jesus more than, you know, most people I've ever met in my whole life. So don't get so discouraged that you feel like you need to cause friction in your marriage, because your relationship with your spouse is much more important for your children than you homeschooling them. Because again, homeschooling is not the gospel.
No.
It is a great way to disciple your kids and to teach them from a biblical worldview, but it's not the gospel. And your relationship and your family unity is so much more important than winning this argument of—
Yeah, because you may end up having your kids home and homeschool. You might win the fight and get them home, and all that, and then there's just nothing but dissension between you and your spouse, and fighting and arguing, and you're going to cause more damage from that than if you would just honor and submit and send them. And then you have to, like you said, then you trust the Lord that you're obedient. God is going to honor your obedience. So if your husband says no, God will honor your obedience by protecting your children. And you could keep them home all day long and go and defy your spouse and keep them home, and you can cause way more damage because they'll be raised in a home that isn't Christ-centered anyway. That's so we really, again, seek first the kingdom of God, and God is very clear on marriage relationships and the importance of those in your kids' lives. So
yeah, that's right.
But ultimately what you said is pray, the power of prayer. Yep. So anybody, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your parents, whether it's your neighbor, do what God's called you to do, and then and pray for the hearts of others. Only God can change people's hearts.
Right, right. And if you do end up having to put your child in school, be as involved as you can. You do everything you can. You pray over those kids before you drop them off. You pray over them.
You be in that school every single day.
Exactly.
You be there. You get to be the number one classroom mom.
Right. You do everything you can to be as involved as you can with those kids. And when they're home, don't give up your responsibility to teach them God's truth.
No.
So we are out of time. Oh, I wish we had so much more time because we have more questions, but we will do this again very soon. We're going to try to do this probably once a month where we get to just answer your questions about homeschooling.
So send them.
Send us your questions. Ask for our favorite crock pot recipes. And tell me how to use my Instant Pot one of these days. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. One of these days, I keep telling myself I'm going to enjoy being in the kitchen. And I don't know. Maybe I will. When I get to heaven, I'm sure I will.
And then you won't have to worry about it.
Right. So, thank you guys so much for joining us today. Have a fantastic rest of your week. We love you guys. We are so grateful for you. If you would pray, and if the Lord puts it on your heart to support the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, we are working so hard to get this movie done and into your hands as quickly as possible. But it is only coming together by the generosity of you, of those of you who are involved in the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. And God is so faithful to provide for us. We would love it, though, if you would pray about that. And if he puts it on your heart, whether it's $10 or $1,000 or $10,000, whatever, it is such a blessing to our family as we continue to move forward in this ministry that God has called us to. So thank you for joining us today. It is our absolute privilege, and it is such a blessing to be able to encourage you. And Abby, thank you for joining me again today.
Thank you. It's so much fun. It's such a blessing. And it's fun to answer all your guys' questions. So keep them coming.
Yep. And we'll keep answering. Have a fantastic day, you guys. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.